What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Quality Time TV. It's DJ Dean right now. So today, I got a few topics, just me today. We're going to be talking Kanye today. Kanye's been having a little bit of some antics, some little IG rant videos. So I'm going to be getting into that a little bit, watching that stuff. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that's going to be checking this out. So first thing, I want to get into this video that Kanye did. Let me just pull that up. Hold on. Okay, here we are. I don't know what I'm talking about. Alright, so Ye puts out this video a few days ago, and this is pretty funny. Everybody has some jokes about it. Go ahead and pull that up and hit play. Let's do that.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be Ye and just express how I feel.
So, for those of you that don't know, Kanye had a show or something, I think in Chicago, and Chance the Rapper was with him, and they announced that they were doing a re-release of, not a re-release, they're going to be dropping a joint album together. I think it's a good-ass job. And Ye also said that he's going to be coming back to Chicago. So that was like a whole big thing that Ye was talking about, coming back to Chicago. Those of you don't know, he's been out in Beverly. If you don't know, something's wrong. Like, you've been living under a rock. But yeah, so Ye's been living in, what is it, like LA, Cali or whatever. And now he's coming back to Chicago. So he said he's out the sunken place. So he's admitting that he wasn't in the sunken place. I'm just going to run that back real quick.
Press some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be Ye and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody fucked my wife. Now, the next thing is, with Drake.
I mean, I watched the video with Nick Cannon and the Vlad interview. I don't know if it wasn't really that crazy, but like, I don't know. I think I actually got the Vlad interview still up. Nick Cannon on dating Kim Kardashian. Yeah, so in the interview, he basically was just saying like how she was before she had the surgeries and stuff.
We sitting here talking about it right now. Yeah. And people, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I've never heard this before. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. She was talking about how like Spotify was keeping her back, and she's like,
okay. Hey. So right now they're talking about Nicki Minaj. I think I went in a little too far, but they're talking about Nicki and her antics that we talked about, I think back with episode 2.
Tubman of rap, like freeing.
Nicki is wild, but I salute her. It's the Grace Jones, Madonna mentality of like, I'm gonna shock everyone with what, like, look what she wears. Look what she did to her body to get attention.
She's looking pretty crazy these days. Like, I'm just gonna have to say.
And it's like, and that, again, sometimes I'm like, yo, these are my queens, but it's like, I can't judge. One, because I'm a part of it. I'm into it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the strip club and want the fattest ass, and we making all this. So if we've gotten to this point in society where we glorify women with fake butts and fake breasts, are we really going to be upset with the statements that they make?
Are you into fake butts?
I like the way they look.
But not the way
I hate
they
the
feel.
Way they feel.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like fucking a couch.
That's what I'm saying. You know, and especially once you're a man of a certain power and status, you could find a real big ass.
Yeah, and now because they don't look real. Like, that's the thing. Like, and if we're going to get into the details, you know I've studied this. I would much rather a woman who's had a fat transfer
to
her butt.
Yo, what's going on, yo? Thanks for tuning in, Yelly. What's going on? Hit the quality time DM, bro. Talk to me.
Then it's a bit weird.
But even then, because it feels real and it's from her body and it's not. Now this shit where they putting the fixer flat in their ass and like and it's the form like that shit, and they're all going like they getting their shit done in somebody's basement and all like that shit's wild. Like, but if this is what makes this woman happy, who am I to judge?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I interviewed Cardi B.
Yeah,
and she got her ass done.
I got ass shots because, you know, in order to get lipo, where, you know, they put the fat transfer in your ass and your ass.
I'm gonna fast forward to like the part where he starts talking about Kim.
So I
have plastic surgery and not like what's the or like if you could get silicone in your breast, what's the difference in getting something in your ass?
Right.
Like I know women who have breast implants who judge women do that. Now it may not be my preference.
Adam Annie, what's going on? We talking about this little Kanye rant that he had a few days ago. Let me know what you think about it. What was your thoughts about his rant? Did you see this video with Nick Cannon? What did you think about that? Ooh, sorry about that, y'all.
But if that's what makes you the best you, in your opinion, I can't knock it. Now, my question is, do they know how fucking crazy they look? Like they
everything else like that.
And that's
because I mean, did she have plastic surgery when you guys were dating?
Nah, okay, this is the part.
I used to tell her, no.
Okay, so you were dating her before anything.
From what I think, like she never. To me, what she
gave was always
to
voluptuous.
Me.
You could look at old pictures of her in high school and stuff like that.
And it was phenomenal. Like people, it was like, yo, that's some different shit. Like, for someone who you probably thought you didn't know, she was happy.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. We talking about this little Kanye rant. We talking about like, should we put some respect on Kanye's name? Like, he's out the sunken place. He's moving back to Chicago, making big, big moves. What do y'all think about that? Should we put some respect on Ye's name? He got an album coming out. Was it the 29th? Is he just doing all of this for promotion? What do y'all think?
Half Armenian, whatever. Like, yo, that white girl got ass.
Right.
Like, that's kind of where you went to with it. Like, I don't know what she is, but her body's crazy.
Right.
Like, always been that way since she was, you know, a young girl. And
see, I think that's the part that Ye was referencing to. In his little rant, I think this is what he was talking about in here.
She's like, nobody fucked my wife. Now, the next thing is,
hold on, let me go back a little bit.
Say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making those suggestions like nobody fucked my wife. Now, the next thing is with Drake.
See, I don't think it was that bad, but, you know.
Yeah, I told you.
Absolutely. That album's going to be crazy. Like, let's even talk about the single that dropped. I love it. Like, where he dropped it at. This man didn't just drop a song. It wasn't just like a regular release of a record where you just put it out on the internet. Nah, he was the creative director for Pornhub.com and released this song in video. The most perfect song that you could possibly release at a place like this. And the song is what now? What is it on the Billboard charts? Right now it's number 6 on the Billboard charts. Shot up. Like you got all these other songs that have been out for a minute. He drops a song and it just goes all the way to the top. He's definitely extra. If your wife is a celebrity, people are going to talk. I get that. Honestly, you're 100%. Is that Pump's record? Nah, it's West and Pump's record. I don't think it's just Pump's record. I think that's my favorite Pump record. When he's ready to make dope music, he will. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's proven that time and time again. And the last time Ye was in a position like this, when he was stuck at the bottom and he had to make a comeback, we got My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which in my opinion is his best album he ever made. He doesn't think it is, but I think that's one of the best albums of this past decade. From start to finish, that album is 100% a masterpiece. It's your favorite Ye verse? Really? Wow. I Love It is your favorite Ye verse? Wait, is that what you talking about, man? Let me know. Yo, yeah, you gotta hit me. You gotta hit me on Skype, bro. You gotta hit me on Skype. Okay, Lil Pump, Kanye West features on it. College Dropout. See, now let's go back to talk about that, because a lot of times people say we want the old Ye back, we want the College Dropout Ye, we want the Late Registration Ye. But I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, if we had that Ye, that's cool and all. And let me know what y'all think. But if we had that Ye, he wouldn't be the Kanye he is today. Like, even in this little Nick Cannon interview that he has with Vlad, and one of these, I forget which one it was, because I watched a few of them. But he basically says, like, Kanye has problems communicating and whatnot. But then he says in there, like, Kanye's been the underdog. And I feel like Kanye has continuously been the underdog year after year after year. Like, when he gets to the top, for some odd reason, he just goes right back down to the bottom. And he just has to keep proving himself. And it's probably his pride that's doing it. But it puts him in a position, as Fame said, where he's going to, when he's ready to show y'all he can do something, he's going to do it. That won't happen. Kanye just being Kanye. What you mean he's just being Kanye? You don't think he's going to be able to top anything that he's made? Let me know. I'm going to go back to this video while you tell me, Fame.
That if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have had the thoughts to... Hold on, this train going by.
By the way, this is like one of the best parts of this video. The train going by. He's always been outspoken. Absolutely. But I'm saying that's what Nick Cannon said in his interview. Nick Cannon said that he's always had a problem communicating because they brought up the issue of was slavery a choice? And, you know, Nick goes, let me see if I can actually pull that up. I'm sitting here acting like I know what he said. Let me just pull that up. Like we ain't got the internet.
Wait, when you heard Kanye say that slavery was a choice?
Oh, man. There's a few things. One, knowing Ye.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah, yeah.
Sam. Well?
Yeah.
That's a good point, Fame. He is one of the artists who's figured out the formula to make great records. I think Ye is one of the few people who can come out. And because you know what it is, I think Ye doesn't follow the trend. He tries to create a new trend every single time. If you look at every time, and this is my opinion, I always make sure I say that, but every time Ye has dropped an album, except his last one, I don't agree with that one, but every time Ye has dropped an album, I feel like the era and sound of hip hop changed every time, from College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. And, you know, you think about how each one of those sounded. Even think about when Graduation dropped and he had the competition with 50 when 50 was dropping. I think the album was Curtis. Like, and he outsold him. And that kind of changed the sound of music for a bit where we went to that electronic stadium sound. 808s and Heartbreak. Without 808s and Heartbreak, we wouldn't have had the sound that we have that people are bumping now. Let me see what y'all said. Slavery is a choice. It has a deeper meaning. Absolutely. I'm gonna finish playing this clip and Nick Cannon actually addresses it. Chance album would be dope, so props to him ahead of time. Absolutely. Chance has always made great music. Chance is one of my favorite artists. His last album was amazing. A joint album with Kanye and Chance, this has got to be amazing. The typical person will only see the words and jump to conclusions, and that's his opinion. Absolutely. You're 100% right. And I'm going to play this clip because Nick Cannon actually addresses all of this, which is why I'm giving Nick Cannon his... I'm gonna let him rock because he brought up some good points in this.
I mean, from more back in the day, I always tell people I'm almost 100% sure I'm the person who introduced him to Kim Kardashian. Like, it's documented.
You introduced Kanye to Kim Kardashian.
I believe so because I remember the conversations amongst all of us, but
wait. So can you explain this introduction here?
There's and it's pictures online. There was one night.
Let me fast forward
like,
a bit.
Oh, like I was.
This part's irrelevant.
Him and all of that stuff. Gonna make someone who is known. I knew Ye before there was any celebrity. I mean, he was slanging beats on the two-way. I remember like on the little time ports.
Wow.
He used to make the little beats. And he had like I remember he would just. I got beat CDs of just like 20, 30 beats of like Kanye. Like he was just always trying to get his beats off. Straight hustler. Never a good communicator. Never.
Yeah.
Always.
See, now he's saying way back in the day that Ye hasn't been a good communicator.
Like frustrated, not knowing how to get his point across.
I met Kanye before he had his first hit record.
Yeah.
He was in the studio with Common.
Right.
I mean, there's a picture of us, like the three of us together.
Yeah.
And the exact same Kanye that you see today was that Kanye there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a savant type of thing. And I liken it to what we just talking about with R. Kelly.
And that goes like to what Fame was saying too. Kanye is going to be Kanye at the end of the day. Kanye never changed. Like, you listen to College Dropout, you listen to the last album, there's still pieces of him in there. It's just that people only look at what's on the surface.
Like, there's genius going on creatively.
Right.
But that does not transfer over to intelligence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because part of intelligence is being able to communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just not, he's a, he would, he's the.
100% right, Fame. 100%. There are many people I know very talented yet suck at communication. 100%.
He was this introverted extrovert. Like, I remember.
But do you think it's a matter of if a person is super talented, but they lack communication, should we, what's the word that I'm looking for? Chastise, I guess you could say. Should we hold them accountable for these things, like when they say it? Or should they be able to have a little bit of leeway? Like, should we always be on Kanye's ass every time he says something wild? Or should we understand that at the end of the day, he probably has so many thoughts in his head that it's hard for him to express them in a way for us to understand? It's like being on your computer and having 100 tabs. It's like being on your computer in your browser and having 100 tabs open and then having to explain to everybody what each tab is in one sentence. Like, that's difficult to do. I understand what that feels like. But it's part of being a legend genius and not about growth. That's true. And not working on your shortcomings. I've gotten better over time. Fame says, oh, this is Eldot. Eldot, what's going on? So Eldot says, part of being a legend, genius, not about growth and working on your shortcomings. If we going to be on Trump ass 24/7, you ain't no different. You're right. All right. You're absolutely right. And Fame says, unfortunately, because he's a public figure and has an influence. But I understand that he is a public figure. He has an influence. People look up to him. But why do we put so much, like, faith into these artists? Like, we put everything into them, and as soon as they slip up once, like, we're like, oh, man. Like, at the end of the day, they're all human. Like, we're all human at the end of the day. We're going to have mistakes. Remember, I'm saying that this man, a creative genius, I would say a legend, and we expect him to just be perfect all the way around. He can't. Everyone needs to be held accountable when they do some wild questionable shit. I mean, accountable to a point. I feel like I get what you're saying. Like, and this is what Eldot says. I get what you're saying, because, like, you know, we get on Trump for all of this. Like, Trump says something wild, he tweets something wild, and we all go, oh wow, like, look at this, look at that. But it's also a thing of, like, what else can we get from Trump? Like, what else are we, like, for Ye? We always known Ye as this musical genius who always comes out with a great album or a great feature, great songs, speaks on points that need to be talked about. For example, what he talked about on Instagram when he said, I got this up, when he said, and this is a great point. I don't agree with it, but he makes a very, very great point about social media. When he says there are people committing suicide due to not getting enough likes, seeking validation in the simulation. We need a live stream meeting with Jack Dorsey, Kevin Systrom, Mike Krieger, Mark Zuckerberg, even Spiegel. I don't know who some of these people are, so if I mess their names up, my bad. Speaking for myself, I personally want to participate in the social media with the option of not having to show my followers or likes. Having your amount of likes on display for the world to see and judge is just like showing how much money you have in the bank or having to write the size of your dick on your shirt. And it is real. It 100%. Eldot said that's real. It makes sense. But you see, this is the same person where a few months ago, this was the same man that said slavery was a choice. And we all got on him. We all attacked him. We all was like, oh my God, Kanye, why would you say such a thing? But like I said before, this is probably a man who, and we all don't know him personally, but this is probably a man who don't really know how to express all of these thoughts. And when he says something like this, I'm like, I understood what he was saying when he says slavery was a choice. And I understood that. And it took me a lot of videos and a lot of research to actually understand and to find out that they even mentioned it on in a movie that we all watched, and I was like, wow, I didn't think of it like that. Black Panther. At the end of Black Panther, there's a line that says, throw me in the ocean with my ancestors because they knew death was better than slavery or something. I might be saying it wrong, but it was something along those lines. But that's the same way of saying slavery was a choice. But he did not articulate it in that way. And we all got on him. We all shot him down. We were all like, yo, this and that with Kanye. But like I said before, like what Nick Cannon's saying, maybe it's just a problem with him communicating, because this is a real statement right here. This is real. So I gave him way too much credit. Eldad says, I gave him way too much credit because he's an artist. I expect him to be able to articulate himself better. I mean, you're right. But that's an expectation that we're putting for another human being. He eats like you. He sleeps like you. He shits like you. He does everything that you do. At the end of the day, he's going to make mistakes. And we look at artists and we put them on this pedestal and expect them not to make any mistakes. And as soon as they slip up once, granted Kanye slipped up a few times, but as soon as one time something happens, we all go, oh, nah, like, that's wrong. Like, why would you say that? He did articulate himself. He did articulate himself. If you watch the entire interview, he goes more in depth to what he meant, but they edited it only to give you the hot button line. On point. Wendell, great point. And Nick, wow, his face looked wild crazy right here. But he definitely says that in here, like, the way how the media is. And then why is it that us as the consumer of this of these things, why do we watch it and not do our background research, where they only showed us the clip where he says slavery is a choice, but not all the other things that he says in the interview? Like, nobody really pays attention to that. That don't excuse him, though. Eldad says, nah, I get the message he was trying to get across. That don't excuse him, though. All right, let me finish, because Nick brings up some more points, too.
He explained to himself one time, like, because we used to hang out, and he was just like, it's almost like the kid who got bullied so much in class and was like the one that got picked on, that he finally just got fed up and said, I'm going to say and do whatever I want to do, and just acting out. And ever since his accident, he had this new lease on life that, like, I don't care. I'm going to be me. I'm going to say what I want, do what I want. I'm on borrowed time. And he's been that Kanye ever since that accident.
Yeah.
Eldad
says, knowing how tough of a subject slavery is, he should know better. You're right. But then this is also the man that straight up said George Bush does not like black people. Straight up. Like, no filter. Like, that's also a tough subject. And let me know what y'all think. Like, how do y'all feel? Should celebrities have a buffer where we shouldn't give them all of this credit, where we shouldn't have, not all this credit, but, like, put them on this pedestal where we expect them to be perfect 110% of the time? What do y'all think? And we'll talk Donald Trump. We'll talk about that, too, because Donald Trump is another example. And he be slipping up like crazy.
And I witnessed it. And it was just like, and as somebody, I was like, I salute it. Like, when you see the underdog become the top dog, that's why he gained this huge fan base, because he was the underdog. Now, he'll never be the underdog again. But to still act as if you are the underdog, that's where you have the problems. Hence when he's coming with all of these alternative thoughts, with a lot of the stuff, he's not totally off base. He just doesn't know how to communicate it well. What he was trying to say, and we all know what he was trying to say.
Okay, here we go.
That's the thing where I'm really upset with the media, where we know Kanye was not trying to, like, he wasn't on some pro-slavery shit and, like, we shouldn't care. What he was trying to say is, within itself, that there's much more to black people than slavery. Simple as that.
Okay.
Which I've said many a time. Which I said, the reason why I hate slave movies and I hate the textbooks, and because they brainwash us with this stuff to make.
And what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that's the point he was trying to get across?
Constantly remind us, stay in your place, nigga. You used to be a slave, and you can quickly go back there. The police do it daily. Like, that's the lynching. The purpose of lynching was to remind you, yo, stay in your place. I can control you. You see your cousin hanging in that tree. The same thing with all of these, why they putting all these police beatings on Facebook. Mm. The reason why it's so easy to see a black man get killed in his car. Stay in your place, nigga. And that's what Kanye was saying.
And I could kind of respect Nick Cannon for this because it feels like he's in tune. He's in tune. And in tune with what we go through as like people who aren't at his level as being a celebrity. And, you know, sometimes you start to lose that. I think you start to lose that. It's not, we don't see it every day. Like, for him to say, like, he sees it on Facebook, you know, like, how many celebrities are really talking about what's going on Facebook? What issues are really going on there? And Ye's doing it, too, so I guess it kind of makes sense. But, you know, to talk about the police brutality, but then we had artists like Lil Wayne a few years back that said, oh, he doesn't know about it, so it doesn't, he's not affected by it, so he doesn't have to pay attention to it. It doesn't affect him. I respect that he's in tune.
I'm not of that mentality. I'm much more than what you think of me. I'm a god. People get mad at me. He's saying things that are factual. He just doesn't know how to communicate them. So, and the media knows that. Like, for them to exploit him on TMZ that way, that was foul. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they knew he was gonna come up there, say something wild. To me, I was more thrown off by the liposuction shit.
Word.
Like, the slavery show, what the fuck are you talking about? The fact that he thinks that society made him go get liposuction, that's why I think, like, yo, I need to call my brother. Like, I need to call him up. That made me want to reach out to Kanye.
So you called him?
I didn't. You know what I mean? I talked to people around him.
You did it.
Okay.
And then even they're conflicted because he got some real cats around him. Mm. He got some dudes who really love him. And I even really believe that Kim and all, there's so much real love there, mm-hmm. but there's so much confusion. There's so much money.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all, that's all tuned in? Right now we talking about Kanye and just like this new space that he's in. But then, like, things that he says. So, Nick Cannon, we all saw the video with Kanye walking around. Nick Cannon says that, yeah, he has a problem communicating himself. And, you know, the media kind of set him up. TMZ set him up. Which makes me ask the question, like, do we even need outlets like TMZ? Like, what's their purpose? What's the purpose of having a TMZ? Like, I feel like the masses just consume this stuff. And there's nothing that you get from it. Like, oh, this person got married, this person did this person did that, it's paparazzi. But why do we care about so much? And I think that goes back to what LDOT was saying before, is like, you expect all of these celebrities to be on this level, to be on this level of perfectionism. You expect them to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you just expect these celebrities to be perfect, and then when the TMZ comes out, they're just exploiting stuff that isn't good about them, and they're setting them up. We don't need them, but you know everyone loves drama, so they specialize in drama, and we eat it up. Exactly, drama is negativity. For some reason, we're all attracted to negativity, but why do we keep giving outlets like TMZ power? Why do you guys watch Power? I said Power. Why do you guys watch TMZ? Why do you guys follow it? Let me know. Tell me what you why you guys pay attention to TMZ, and what were your thoughts on this whole Ye thing with him dropping this video? What'd you guys think? Should we give Ye some more respect? Should we give Ye some more respect? Like, should we kind of let him live a little bit, give him a little bit of space? If he says something, should we chastise him and put him down and look down upon him? What do y'all think?
Money. There's so much distrust. And there's so much ego involved that you can't get to the core of it. And Kanye will tell you himself, he has the biggest ego in the world. Mm. And it's because that ego is there to protect his insecurities. And one of his insecurities are not being able to communicate well. Simple as that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, listen, I interviewed D.L. Hughley.
Right. A great communicator.
Great communicator.
Phenomenal.
I had to go back after the fact and look up some of the words that he was saying in the interview. Like, I didn't know what it meant. Like, and I'm college educated and everything. I'm like, what does that mean? Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I get it.
Yeah, phenomenal communicator.
I mean, he said, fuck Kanye forever.
Listen, when you make white people, white racists feel good about themselves and go, see, fuck you forever. Mm. I mean it.
Mm. And I can't say that. Now, I don't, his philosophies and his approach on life, I'm not rocking with.
Yo, he was passionate about that. Gina says, same reason people watch the Kardashians and love and hip hop. People just like to watch drama. But why do we continue to consume it if we know it's not good? Like, if we like to watch drama and then an artist does something that has drama, why do we now judge them for it? I mean, we were the ones that are asking for it. I can't lie. Every time I see Love and Hip Hop, I wonder what the fuck is the point of this. Absolutely. I mean, I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I hate Love and Hip Hop. Like, I cannot stand that show since they started way back with, what was it? The Flavor of Love. I hated all of that stuff. Like, it was just stupid, pointless drama. Like, there was no point. There was no substance. There was nothing that I got out of it. Nothing. I watched these shows and people was yelling and fighting and whatnot. There was nothing to consume in there for me. Yet, look at how many people are sitting down and watching all of these shows to the point where they build a whole network on it. Literally no purpose, and it's all scripted. It's 100% scripted. Like, somebody who, for me, for somebody who knows about video and editing and directing, I can see how much it's scripted. Like, it's not, it's like they're not even trying to make it look like a reality TV show. No nightclub has perfect lighting like that. Like, and people just sit there for hours on end and watch it. And look, I don't judge anybody. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. I'm just saying, for me, I can't find any substance in it. I can't find anything where I'm sitting, where I can go, yo, I want to sit down, I want to watch Love and Hip Hop this week. Nah, there's nothing in it, man. It's a bunch of drama. Because we all have Wendell says, because we all have our own drama and stresses in our real lives. And when we see famous people have drama, and trouble like we do, it makes us feel better. It releases dopamine in our minds. That is a great point. L.Dot says, reality is tough, bro, and people are always looking for an escape. So reality TV just gives them another one. It's almost like a drug. They are addicted to the bullshit. Wow. Great points. KG said, who doesn't like entertainment? Everyone has their own form of it. Great point. Yo, these are some great points right here. I especially like what Wendell says. Like, when we see famous people mess up, it's almost like we're almost like, oh, okay. Well, if Ye said this, then it's not so bad. If I did it, it's not so bad. If I messed up, you watch reality TV and it is an escape. Like, you kind of you take it and you forget about the rest of your day. And I want to go to what Wendell said about, it releases dopamine in our minds. Makes them mortal. Absolutely. Nick says makes them mortal. Hold on, I'm trying to read all, y'all really got these comments. All right, cool. Makes people feel normal. You watch it and you see Kanye mess up, you see reality TV stars mess up, everybody's sitting back and they're like, oh, okay, this is normal. But why did we not feel normal about Ye doing this? Why was this different? Was it different because he looked like when your father just got a phone for the first time and he just figured out how to take a selfie and that's why it was funny? Is that why? I think this video, he could do something like this. He said he's out the sunken place. I thought that was funny. It had a little bit of humor in there. No, that's facts. And it definitely brings them down to our level and makes you feel more comfortable with them. It makes us feel comfortable, but yet we're still keeping them on that pedestal of, oh, this artist, this person did this. And now we're going to make a whole big deal. When Ye said slavery was a choice, I have never seen so many black people get on an artist like that. Like, never in my life, ever. And nobody did any research. No, everybody jumped to conclusions. Nobody was like, all right, let me figure out and see what this meant. But you know what? This, in my opinion, that was Kanye's moment when he did the VMAs and said Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. That was a repeat in history. And whatever album this is that he's going to drop is going to be crazy because he just had a whole other moment of that. What research, Nick says. The research, and I did see, when I heard him say slavery was a choice, I was like, oh, nah, like, I can't agree with that. But just like what Nick Cannon said earlier, that there was more to it. You got to understand him to get the thought. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Just like what Nick Cannon has said, it was more than him. He wasn't saying that, oh, black people just walking up and saying, oh, let's be slaves. It was way, 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 way more than that. It was way deeper. But he didn't articulate it that well. He didn't express himself that well to say exactly what he meant. But when TMZ chopped it up and they put it out, they was like, oh, yay, saying slavery was a choice. So Jazz Fascinate says there is such a distortion in Kanye's mind. I believe, and only Kanye knows what's going on there, besides an obvious egotistical personality that is a disorder. But he's horrible. Nick says he's horrible at articulating shit. And that's what Nick Cannon said, bro. Like, you're 100% right. And both of you guys kind of like, my analogy of it was, imagine you have a computer screen. Imagine you see all these tabs up top. Now imagine that you have 100 tabs. You have 100 tabs open. And then somebody walks up to you and says, hey, in one sentence, tell me what every single one of those tabs are. You can't. You're going to sound crazy in one sentence. It's going to be hard. And that's the mind of a creative. That's how my mind is sometimes, where I'm so deep in the thoughts, I can't even explain. Like, there's levels and levels and levels. You have to dig, go down this rabbit hole. That wasn't a chop. He just doesn't express his thoughts clearly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And even in this video, you could kind of see that he was trying to get some thoughts out, but it wasn't 100%. Like,
I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say, now, if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say, hey, Pusha, don't diss Drake on my beat. And I spoke about that and took accountability for that. Now, what I'm looking for my spirit to take accountability is the fact that it's people making rumors or thinking that you fuck my wife and you're not saying nothing and you carrying it like that, that don't sit well with my spirit. You know, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago, her name was Renita, and then you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. So when you're like, oh, I don't know where it come from, you too smart for that, bro. You know where that come from. Don't make no record with nothing that could be confused. Now, I told you, I didn't tell Pusha no information about your baby mama, nothing like that. That ain't come from me. But when you played that record for me in the studio that said, yo, we got some Kylies, we got some Kendalls, I told you, Travis is your man. Don't make no record. Travis is your...
Yeah, so even with listening to that, you could kind of hear, like, he's trying, like, the whole example of saying, like, oh, you make a song, I go out with a girl named Renita, I make a song called Riri. Like, he was trying to do an analogy, but, you know, there's different ways he could have did it. Hold on, let me see which I was saying in here. To me, he just meant the mentality that black people have, that someone is always not letting them advance or is taking rights away from them or telling them what they can and can't do. That's what he was saying, but his delivery was doo-doo. Absolutely, 100%. And he says it moments before he says, I believe it's moments before or after he says, well, slavery was a choice. But just that mentality, it's a mentality. And Harriet Tubman, is it Harriet Tubman that said, I would have freed more slaves if only they knew they were slaves. And like I said, Black Panther, they said it there too. Throw me in the ocean where I would, with my ancestors, because they knew death was better than slavery. Like, it's been said over and over again. Everybody said it a different way. And I think another reason is because it's Kanye too. If this was some woke dude on Jamaica Avenue talking about, yo, slavery was a choice, yo, everybody would probably been trying to decipher and be like, oh, man. But because it's Kanye, we always just want to put Kanye in a negative space. Nick says, he's trying to be genuine and sincere, but again, the articulation isn't there. 100%. 100%. Every interview you listen to, you see, he's just trying to, he is being sincere, but it's not there. It's too much. I think it's too much for him. And he does have the mental health issues. I don't know if that's one of the reasons either. Damn, speech to text. You seen the Daz Dillinger troll? Yes, I did. 100% I did. I'm going to pull that up. Because that man need to... They had slaves in Africa, though. So dudes thought it was going to be an African slavery. Not really slavery. What you mean? That you mean that they didn't know that they was coming over to America's or something? What you mean? But yeah, they did have slaves in Africa. Yeah, I'm gonna pull that up because that was just disrespectful and on a whole different. It's the video right here. They had 146 million views on there. Dudes do anything for album promo. He is being sincere. One real soul goes, he is being sincere, but Kanye knows he's married and knows she comes with backlash. Nah, the Africans that sold him out. Yeah, I did a couple stuff right here. Dudes do anything for promo. And that's what I hope all of this is not about. I hope all of this Kanye moving back to Chicago, coming out with all this. I hope all of this is not for promo. I hope it is coming from a sincere place because this is, to me, listening to Kanye do this video was the equivalent of the Sway interview for me. It was that how Sway, like at the end of the video, the way how he calls them out. I don't know if y'all heard the end of it.
And I had to express that to y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like I get on the phone. So I had to express it to you like this.
Like. He ain't holding back. He's like, yo, I can't get y'all on the phone, so I'm gonna put this on IG. What's up? What we talking about? The Africans who sold them out. Yeah, I see. That was the research that I was talking about. Like, I went ahead and I learned about all of that. Like, you know, it was the Africans that did it. There's also no documents to really say where the first slaves actually came from. Like, there's a lot of stuff for it. It was institutionalized. And on such a grand scale, didn't think the slaves would be treated as bad they were. Kanye canceled himself. They made it into a multinational business. It's for promo. Kanye 2020. Remember, he wants to run for president. I think it's a little bit too late to, like, do the whole running for president thing. I don't think you could do that in, like, 2 years. I think he needs some more time. I think this could be promo for his album. the one he got coming out. What's the name of it again? It's up in his IG. Like, this picture, too, was powerful to me. Like, this was powerful. Yandy, comes out on the 29th. Is he still going to try? Kanye canceled himself. Man, I don't, yeah, the president stuff is a dub. It ain't going to happen. Maybe 2024, but I'm talking about Dash Report. Oh, yeah, let me pull that up. For those of you that did not see this. Where is it at? First off, remember this video. You remember this one right here? When he told the Crips to go fuck Kanye up? What's the last one he did? Let me find this. Let's see this week. Alright, here we go.
Kanye West, fuck you and your bitch. That bitch sucks so much dick. You know what I mean? She probably ain't sucking your dick because you be on one. You know what I'm saying? But
first off, put a shirt on, bruh. Like, I feel like I could smell this video. And it don't smell good.
Got that new song coming out. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Kanye up. You know what I'm saying? Nick Cannon, beat that nigga ass. You can beat Kanye. You can beat him up. Shout out to Lil Duval for the Kanye challenge. You know what I mean? That was funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But
This is clout chasing too. This is the definite. If everybody wanted to see what clout chasing actually looked like, this is it. Like, this isn't 6ix9ine clout chasing or academics clout chasing. This is a whole nother level of it.
Kanye, he's a bitch.
Alright, cool. So, he's not in the right state. You can't cancel Ye. He's not in the right state of mind. Yeah, you could barely cancel random shit niggas not unifying to cancel Ye. He has no credibility to be a president. I mean, that shorter says neither does Trump. Yo, y'all absolutely right. Yo, we made a reality TV star become the president of the United States of America. A reality TV show star. Let's not make it a trend to make unqualified niggas the president of the free world. You right. You 100% right. Like, music's too good. Sneaker's too good. And if we want to go with the whole thing of Trump was a business owner. Ye a business owner too. Ye made some power moves in business. Like Yeezy just jumped over Jumpman. Like he wasn't lying about that. Like that's real. So, you know, he got his business stuff too. Wouldn't be the first actor turned president. What other actor? I know we got Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he was a president. He was governor of California, right? California. Let's not, and I agree, Elder, I agree. Let's not make it a trend to make unqualified niggas the president of the free world. That's a, Reagan was a movie star though. Oh, I didn't know that. Learn something new. Sneakers too good. Yo, one real show. Don't act like you ain't see at least 5 pair of Yeezys today when you was outside. Come on, come on.
Jazz nigga, and your wife sucked the whole fucking industry. You just got caught up in the mix and your feelings, and you know what I'm saying. And I know the mama probably got some good ass head.
Yo, I could smell his breath. It smelled like black and violet 40s.
The other sisters, they sucking all niggas' dicks.
Yo, you saw the screen fogged up for a second? That's because his breath hot.
You know
hot.
What I'm saying? I got to get my hair done so she can suck my dick.
Yo, I wonder if he even washed his face before he made that video. If he just woke up like that. Hype beast. All hype beast. But yet, it sells. It's money. It sells. Who's yeah, yo, so Daz Dillinger's producer for I forget. It wasn't Snoop. Who was it, y'all? Oh, who's the artist? But yeah, stop acting like you can't smell his breath. Like you look dirty, bro. And this is not the first time he made a video like this either. Was it Corrupt, I think it was? I think he was a producer for him. For nobody. They sell. Yo, he looks like a straight up bub. This was the first one that he did.
What's up, y'all? Had a little theory today about Kanye West. You know what I mean? It's like we all in one boat and they killing all of us. And he jump over there and say, Master, I'm on your side, Master. I got all the information. I'm with you, Master Trump. Burn all these niggas. You know, we looking at him like, man, what's that movie Jamie Foxx was in? That's Kanye West.
Yo, son. Yo, y'all remember when he was in elementary school and there was the one kid that had the braids, but he only got his braids done one time a year and his hair started coming up like this? Yeah, that's what he looked like.
The motherfucking Samuel Jackson of the hip hop in that movie. Shout out to Samuel Jackson. You know.
Still, this is what I'm saying. This is called clout chasing. Like, you do not look good doing this, bro. Like, you could talk all the smack you want about Kanye. You putting up all these videos, but the only thing that ain't going up is your career, bro. I'm sorry. No offense, but your career ain't going up. No matter how many times you do this. You can't even break 1 million views doing this. You can't even break 1 million. I always say, like, I want to go back to Kanye talking about the numbers. This, what he says, is 100% true. I don't like it, but it's 100% true. I always say, if you have 1 million followers on Instagram, you got a full-time job. It's just that some people really take it to their head when it comes to social media. And as we want smoke, I feel like when it comes to social media, everybody's trying to do it for the wrong reasons. To comprehend behavior, one must learn subjective meaning people attach to actions. Dean wants smoke, big gas. Bro, am I lying though? Like, the only time I see his name pop up is now when he's dissing Kanye. And that's not right. Like, come on. Like, you got an opinion, I get it. But now you saying you wanna send the Crips out on him because he had an opinion on Trump?
I'm saying, but Kanye West, you sold us out, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Crip guy, nigga. So what's a Crip guy to your God, nigga? Get it together, nigga. I'm God, nigga. Yo, national alert. All the Crips out there, y'all fuck Kanye up.
See?
You see that motherfucker? Fuck his ass up on GP. It's Crip shit, nigga. We're gonna show you how we come together and ride on your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? So, better not ever see you in concert. Better not ever see you around the LBC.
That's it. I'm not. You're having a great wife beater. Nah, sure. I think he's referring to Kanye calling himself Yeezus. I am a god. And I don't think he bought it gray too, bro. I'm pretty sure that was white when he bought it. He is corny. Like, why would you, like, it's, you know, I feel like a lot of time people see these artists in government cheese head ass. Yo, yeah, really going in on him. I feel like a lot of times when things like this happen, when a celebrity does mess up, some people see an opportunity. He got his energy focused on the wrong things. Exactly. Like I said, you putting these videos up, the only thing I don't see going up is your career. And I feel like people, once these celebrities do mess up, they see an opportunity. And they're like, oh, I need to hop on the wave. Excuse me. I'm a little sick, but that's besides the point. I feel like people see an opportunity to hop on the wave. And, you know, whether it be Kanye, whether it be Jay-Z, whether it be Beyonce, whether it's 6ix9ine, you know, a rapper comes out and they just start dissing an old head, or they dissing somebody that got clout for the moment. And I feel like you got to understand what the definition of clout is. Clout is that area right between respect and fame. And clout doesn't mean you've made it. Clout just means that you're holding weight right now. Like, this is just a moment thing. You can lose clout quickly. Fame is like Beyonce. She's going to be famous. But, you know, everybody's trying to hop on the wave when somebody gets a little bit of clout and try to get their name up. Like Eldad says, trying to get their name up, trying to get a piece of the action. But then you come out making videos where your breath stink and people can smell your breath through the phone and your hair look wild crazy like you had your braids done 6 months ago. Government cheese head ass. You got to do better, bro. I'm sorry. You got to do better. Don't continue to do this, because we know that Ye is gonna juice versus sauce. Exactly. We know Ye is going to do something like this again. Let's not be surprised. Why are we still surprised that Ye says wild stuff? You know what's gonna happen. It's the juice versus the sauce. Right now he want the juice. He don't want the sauce. You know, if y'all seen that video with the, but what if Dusty is his brand? Bro, no, it doesn't. Dusty is his brand? You mean, like, coming on video looking like, nah, man, you gotta do better. You gotta do better. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, what is your goal? What is your goal that you're trying to do with your career? Like, you got people in this chat right now saying, how many of y'all, let me know, how many of y'all know who Daz is? Give me, like, a thumbs up if y'all know who Daz is. I just want to see, because this is going to be a great example to show, like, all right, maybe, bro, it's time to find a different route. You can't be clout chasing. You never know. Some bitches probably like that, Dusty D. It's wrong, bro. Never heard of him. See? Shona says, never heard of him. Not bitches like anything. See, I got two thumbs up so far. People said that they know who he is. Facts, yeah. Yeah, like I said, give me a thumbs up if y'all know who Daz is. And right now, it's not looking good for him. It's not looking good. So I think you need to find another route, bro. Everybody hasn't heard of you. The only time people going to hear you, you keep putting these videos up, and academics or TMZ is going to post something like this. And we don't need those outlets. We don't need TMZ anymore. The days for TMZ is over. Like, I feel like those outlets, Fame, what's going on? Good evening. I know he's stink. That's what I know. Nick says new topic. How much time I got left? I'm running out of time, bro. IG's gonna kick me off. But I just wanna wrap this up. Let's not waste time on this guy. I just wanna wrap this up by saying I think we need to put some respect on Kanye's name. Like, we need to give Kanye, he's from day one, before College Dropout, Kanye has been a legend. A legend since day one, but he's always been the underdog legend. Like, I don't think Kanye has ever been absolutely Fame. We're going to make that happen. we got to always remember that Kanye has been a legend since day one. Kanye has always had things that he's messed up on, whether it be him doing the stuff at the VMA saying George Bush don't like black people. We can't be surprised anymore. And we got to understand as him as a creative, somebody who has thoughts and thoughts and thoughts in his mind, sometimes he can't articulate all of them well. And right now, Ye said he's coming back to Chicago. He's leaving the hills. And that's huge. That's a huge thing. Because people have been saying this for years. But then I see people talking about, oh, we're going to get that old school, that old soul Kanye back. Nobody want to hear that no more. I'm sorry, but nobody want to hear. That's not bumping no more. It's not hitting. And I'm speaking truthfully. That stuff is not hitting anymore. And y'all could tell me if I'm wrong or not. I love it. It's hitting. That's hitting. But him dropping another soulful Ye track ain't going to work. That's what, honestly what I think. And I'm a huge Kanye fan. But it's not going to work. We just got to let it be. And let me know what y'all think. Let me know if y'all think Ye coming back to Chicago, if we going to get that old school Ye back, or should he, samples always going to rock. They're going to rock, but I'm saying that 2000 sound sampling ain't going to work. It ain't going to work for the kids. Like, we could think about us, but the kids are the ones that are going to direct where music is going to go. We directed where music went when we were their age. All these lils and all this mumble rap is directing what's going to happen for the next 5 to 10 years. Kanye just needs a hug from his mom or Michelle Obama. Yeah, like in the Childish Gambino video. Nah, Soulful Ye is just samples. He just going to give you good drums. Don't worry. Nah. Yeah, but Kanye's back, man. If it'll rock. It's the drums. But the drums got to sound like 2018, bro. This is what I'm saying. I think the drums got to sound like 2018. If they sound anything like 2003 Kanye, if they sound like anything off College Dropout, if they sound like anything like that, it's going to be cool, but it's not really going to rock. I mean, before I Love It, what's the what other song that we have on rotation in Kanye in the club? Fame, help me out with this. What song do we have on rotation in the clubs for Kanye? I'm trying to think. Before I Love It. 2018 drums and 1996 samples. That could work, and people's doing that right now. What's his name? Just kind of made a career off of it. Oh, what's this dude's name? Did the song with Khaled and Rihanna. Oh, what's his name? Trap Soul. Can't remember this dude's name. Gold Digger. Gold Digger was, that was late registration, wasn't that? That was a while back. The Ye album. No, it was Father Stretch My Hands, part one. If Young Metro don't trust you. That's what we was rocking in the clubs before this I Love It. Bryson Tiller. Nobody was playing that Poopity Scoop, bruh. Actually, I did play that at one party. But Yikes went off in the club. But Yikes, I don't think Yikes stuck. That was a great song, in my opinion, but it stuck. It didn't stick. I mean, I don't hear nobody playing it right now in the clubs. I haven't heard that in a while. But gotta wrap this up. Instagram gonna cut me off. Yeah, Bryson Tiller, that's who I was thinking of. He got that 2018 sound, but like, he got a good mix. But then, yeah, he got off. Yeah, yo, so thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate it. We gonna definitely get some more episodes going on. Be sure to check out the clips once they cut up. Follow Quality Time TV. Follow me, it's DJ Deem. Thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, that's it. Peace.